how do you recognise and honour West Australia's outstanding volunteers? How would you acknowledge and celebrate the remarkable endeavours of Western Australia's wonderful volunteers? Well, you might be interested in something that's very powerful and some great people have contributed to it and have been involved over the years. This is the Western Australian Volunteer of the Year Award. It's for this year, 2013, and it's the prestigious awards program. It values the important contribution of volunteering to social, cultural and economic, along with environmental well-being of Western Australia. We can pay tribute, and I thought we ought to find out a lot more by talking to the Manager of Communications and Programs of Volunteering WA. Good morning, Linda Bolton.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm feeling inspired as I learn more about these amazing volunteers. Tell us a bit about the program and the awards.
Look, it's a wonderful program. There are 7 awards, and nominations are open now, and everyone can download a nomination kit or a nomination form from our website. And if they know someone that's doing a fabulous job as a volunteer, then we encourage them to put them forward. If there's a community organisation doing excellent work, we've got the Community Volunteer of the Year Award. We've got Excellence in Volunteer Management. Lifetime contribution. There's many, many people that have spent their lifetime volunteering. So there are 7 awards in total. And the nominations close on March 22nd, and the Governor will announce the recipients at a National Volunteer Week dinner on the 15th of May.
And that's right, smack bang in the middle of National Volunteers Week.
That's correct. And it's Australia's biggest celebration of volunteering and volunteerism. And the awards presentation dinner is just one of our events.
What sort of volunteer work might someone be doing that maybe we wouldn't think really qualifies, but certainly would?
Oh, look, there are so many, many different types of volunteering. Somebody that perhaps just goes and helps their neighbours and have done for a number of years. Someone that volunteered at the RSPCA for 20 years. So really, there are just so many. We have over 600,000 volunteers in Western Australia, so which is pretty amazing.
Very incredible, isn't it? Beautiful work. What do you think would happen to Western Australia if not for our wonderful volunteers?
I hate to think. I can't imagine.
There'd be a big empty space, wouldn't there?
It would. Particularly, there's so many community organisations. We have, we're actually the peak body for volunteering in Western Australia, and we have well over 500 members, and that's 500 community organisations that rely on volunteers.
So as a volunteer, how does Volunteering WA help me go about my wonderful work?
We actually assist organisations that use volunteers. So if you go to our website, which is volunteeringwa.org.au, and on the right-hand side there's a box that says want to volunteer, and we act a little bit like a matching service. So what we do, you can type in, there's a drop-down menu, you can type in that you'd like to volunteer in a certain sector, at a certain time, in a certain suburb, and then we bring up all of the volunteer organisations that are looking for volunteers and a little bit about the volunteering position, and then you can go directly to the organisation and apply for the position.
I love it. There are so many people tuned in right now, Linda, that always ask me, John, I'm here, I'm fit and able in some way, shape and form, I feel I can do something, I can give. And Volunteering WA is a very easy way to do it. You go to the website or you get someone to have a look for you. And now, how important is the applying part? Because I guess not everyone, as keen as they are, would be suitable for the job they'd like to do.
Well, look, there's event volunteering, so you can just organise, volunteer for a one-off event. There are ongoing positions, so there are so many, such a diverse range of different volunteering positions that basically you can have a look and think, well, yes, I'd like to do that. So, you know, we've got hundreds of positions on our website and, you know, there's so many different positions, and it's a wonderful way to meet like-minded people and just feel like you're giving back.
Isn't it? I think it's a brilliant idea. You make it so simple, Linda. That's what we love in this world. Make things simple so that the real work can get on. Yes.
No. It's wonderful. And, you know, we really do rely on volunteers. And we also have a Step Into Volunteering introduction session that we offer here in West Perth, and we also offer face-to-face referrals. If someone isn't comfortable on the online world, then they can just give us a call, come in and see us, and we'll help them select a position.
Oh, beautiful. And we need to, of course, make sure that these volunteers are recognised, because volunteers, they're an amazing group of people. They don't look for awards. They don't look for congratulations.
No.
We almost have to hunt them down, if you like.
Yes.
So this is a great way to make sure that they do realise they're not only needed, but appreciated and loved as well.
Yes, you're quite right. And I think these awards are just one tool that we use to recognise volunteering and to recognise remarkable volunteers as well as everyday volunteers.
That's
and people
true.
That, yes, make a difference. So, no, we'd encourage everybody. If you know someone, if you know a community organisation, or if you've worked with a business that has a corporate volunteering plan, then please go to our website.
That's right. And let's also make sure that we know about some of the wonderful sponsors getting involved, because there's so many groups.
There is. We have the McCusker Charitable Foundation, Aduka, which they're a website designer. We have Silver Chain, St. John of God Subiaco Hospital, AdCorp, who design all our Volunteer of the Year documents. And the West Australian has just come on board for the Community Organisation Volunteer of the Year Award. So we have some wonderful sponsors, and we greatly appreciate their assistance.
And these wonderful winners can be anyone from you, me, the person that you hardly know, or maybe somebody that just about everybody knows, like Graham Mabry.
Exactly, our Volunteer of the Year in 2012.
Congratulations. Graham was very excited, but he was more humbled and blown away that even an award like that should come his way. And I think he just makes it clear when you see how he reacted, just how your average volunteer does react. They're just stunned, aren't they?
Oh, yes. No, look, he was, and he did wonderful work, charity work helping community groups, as well as Lifeline. His work with Lifeline has, you know, I'm sure, impacted so many individuals.
All right. Well, let's get on and let's make sure our friends know about it. So the website is volunteeringwa.org.au, volunteeringwa.org.au, or you can telephone on 94824333, 94824333, and get onto it, because we've got time, but it soon ticks away, doesn't it? It's not long before March kicks in.
No, March 22nd nominations close. So, and it's not a difficult nomination form. It's really just telling us about what the volunteer has achieved and the difference they've made.
It'll be great to hear from some volunteers this morning as well, tuned in. Would you like to say hello to them, Linda?
Yes, hello, and thank you.
That's simple, isn't it? That's what it's all about. Thanks for your time, Manager of Communications and Programs at Volunteering WA. Thank you, Linda Bolton.
Thank you, John.